Shavuos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph. So now we're going into Shavuos Eidus, and we really had the Hakdoma in the last two Mishnahs in Shavuos Bitui, at the end of Perek Gimel, where the Mishnah contrasted, and it said, it's Noeg Ba'anoshim, V'noshim, B'fnei Bezin, Shalom, B'fnei Bezin, etc. We explained that all that is coming Lafuke, Shavuos Eidus, which has criteria of being a Shavuos when somebody is in a situation of being summoned to say Eidus and Bezdin. Let's go back to the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra in Perek Hey, one of the cases of Korban Oil of Yoyrid, is V'nefesh kisechta v'shama kol olo. He hears a story, something happened. V'hu eid, oiro, oyoda. He knows the story, but even that he's able to come. V'hu eid, he's able to say Eidus. There's two ways a person can know something. Here we're talking about Dine Mominus. Oiro, either he saw the event. He saw Reuven pick up a rock and throw it through Shimon's window. Now he should be coming to Bezin to say testimony in order for Reuven to have to pay for the window that's broken. Oyoda means that he knows it. He didn't see the event. He knows it because the person himself admitted it. This is Hoidos Baldin. So that's clearly Dine Mominus, because if a person hears a Hoidos Baldin from a Yid, Rachman on Sunday, did Naveira, that he's a Ritzeach, that he's a Mechal Shabbos, he can't say that over. There it has to be Eidus B'yediyah, not B'ri'iyah, not B'yediyah. B'yediyah over here means he heard Eidos Baldin, clearly Mominus, which is the context of the Pasuk. Then the Torah says like this, Im lo yagid, if he doesn't say Eidus, v'noso avoynoi, then he's considered guilty. He did an Avera. L'maisa, not saying Eidus, is an Avera. The Gemara says that if a person has Eidus that he could be saying, and saving somebody $1,000, then he's considered a potter b'dinei adam, he didn't do a maisa mazik, but he's chayv b'dinei shamayim, the Gemara says, in Bava Kama Daf Nun Vav. That's one of the cases of Geroma b'dinei shamayim. Gemara even says over there, it's Gemara Psochim, Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinon. It's not only that he's chayiv b'dinei shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hot him fine, the Rebbein Shom has a sin of him. Echad ha-medaber b'peh, a person who's medaber echad b'peh v'echad b'leiv, v'ayodeo eidus l'chaveh r'v'eine meidloi. Why is there such a sinner? Because basically this person is saying he doesn't want to get involved. Don't bother me. Don't bother me has a special place of sin v'eine HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean don't bother you? What do you mean don't bother? Go say Eidus for another year. Take responsibility where you could be of help, where you should be doing the right thing. L'maisa, the Torah over here is not mechayiv, the kapora of a korban oil of yorid, for not saying Eidus. The Torah is only in a case where the baldover, the person who wants the Eidus to be said, was teveyahim, and he refuses to come. And the Gemara adds, what happens is, the baldover is mashbiahim, and he refuses, kilu, he's taking a shvua that he doesn't have Eidus, he doesn't know Eidus. The way Chazal get this from is not clear in the Pasuk. Chazal do have a drasha im lo yag, the word loy is not spelled lamed aleph loy, mitan aleph. He didn't. It's spelled lamed vov aleph, which is strange, a strange spelling of the word. What it seems to imply is loy in the negative, he didn't say Eidus, but loy lamed vov, he didn't say Eidus for him. Chazal HaKadosh understand what that is telling us that his loy of not saying Eidus is loy when it comes, he's not saying Eidus for him. He was a nitva for the baldover, he was nitva with a shvua, and he made a shvua. Now, the shvua over here doesn't have to be his shvua. We learned in the previous parak that a shvua could be either the person himself makes a shvua, and if he violates the shvua is bitui, it's chayv a carbon, or it's chayv malchus. Or if somebody else makes a shvua and he says, oh man, that's cool, he said it, like a shemei ka'ina. Mashenkin over here, the etzim fact that Yenner was mashbiahim, and it was found that he does know the Eidus, and that he didn't come, that itself is mechayiv him. He doesn't have to make the shvur. It has to be that he's a loyagid v'nosa avoyna when he's a nitva idei shvur to come into Bezdin. That's one chiluk that we have between other chiyuve shvur and this chiyuv shvur. This chiyuv is even without omein or saying the nusach of the shvur. One. Two is that the chiyuv over here in loyagid v'nosa avoyna is even when he's a mezid, he's chayiv a carbon. Venos avoyne pashtus is not when he didn't remember that he had edus. It means he knew he had edus. Venos avoyne. Afilohochi, the price to pay, the kapora is a carbon of yerit, whereas a regular shvuas bitu, let's say, the oynish, if he was oyve bemezit, is of course malchus. The carbon is only like every other carbon. For a shaykh over here, it's not that way. Now let's learn the Mishnah. Shvuas edus, noheges, banoshim veloy binoshim. The context should be clear because the parasha of Eidus, where a person could be Nitva and Bezdin, to say Eidus is Ba'anoshim v'loi b'noshim. B'rechoikim v'loi b'kroivim, have to be royal Eidus, is only people that are not posel out korv. B'ksheim v'loi b'psum, people that are kosher Eidus. V'ein neheges ele b'ru'in lahoyid, which is really what we just said before. B'fnei Bezdin v'shaloi b'fnei Bezdin. It doesn't have to be in front of Bezdin that he's a Nitva. Reuven was Teveh Shimon to come say Eidus on him, something that he knows about, even out of Bezdin, and Shvu Shimon doesn't come say. He heard the Shvu and he doesn't come say Eidus. On that he has to bring a carbon Shvu. The Mishnah says that this, that Bifnei Bezdin or Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, you don't need Bezdin with the Tvir in front of Bezdin and the Kfira and the Shvu in front of Bezdin, and he's still Chayim on the Shvu say Eidus, is Mipi Atzmoy. That's when he himself makes a Shvu. Even though the Shvu over here works when it's also Mipi Atzmoy, but to be Chayiv, when he's Chayiv Mipi Atzmoy, there he made a Shvu and the Shvu is false. So we learn out from other Shvu, Shvu's Hapikodin and such, that Shvu doesn't have to be in front of Bezdin. This is a Shvu, there is a din of Shvu's Aedus. Same way there's a din of Shvu's Hapikodin when a person's Kaifu that he doesn't have a Hapikodin. Or a Shvu's Bitui. And on those cases, he's chayiv a carbon oil of yerid. He's chayiv over here when he makes a shvu a sheker in the context of edus that he says that he doesn't have edus to say. That's if he makes the shvu himself. That type of chiyuv could be mipi atzmoy, even when shaloi b'fei bezdin. However, mipi acherim, when he doesn't make the shvu himself, it's not similar to any other shvu where he has to make the shvu, either by making the shvu or by saying amen. Over here, like we said in the before, is chayiv even if he doesn't make the shvur. Over there, that's a specific din by shvur seheidus. Ein chayov and sheyichbru behem bebezdin divremeir. This is the shita of Remeir, that there's really two types of shvurs going on over here. There's a shvur mipi atzmoy, that is chayiv if it's a shvur sheker. And the posuk, which is a shvur sheker, is in the context of v'nevesh kisechta v'shama kololov u'edai ro yoda. He has edus to say. It's only the next pasuk that says, im lo yagid, where it's loy, like we read the word loy, where it's in response to a tvir. That din has to be in front of Bezdin. This is the shita of Remeir. V'acham maimim no, ben mipi atzmi, ben mipi achem. Once the Torah says that the context of shvuas edus, the shvu is not the regular shvu, it could be even not mipi atzmi, and over there it has to be in front of Bezdin. So that teaches us that the context of Shvua Soedus, even when he makes the Shvua himself, it'll still have to go with that cloud that has to be in front of Bezdin, at Shvichbu behem Bezdin. Look at the Mefarshim. This type of Nidoin, when you have a din itself, does it have to fit in the context of in and of itself, where the dinim have to be unique in that parasha, or we compare it to other dinim, it'll have certain similarities to other cases that resemble that din, and only one case of that will have its own unique din. This is what's called Beloshon Chazal Dun Mino Umino, Danit Mine Ubei, or Dun Mino Vuki Basu. Learn out from here, and then say that that's the klal of all the cases that are discussed in this parsha. It's one of the midos of Darshning Psukim. That's the machlokes over here. Let's point out a few things. The Mishnah L'chayra stuck in a phrase over here that's redundant. Mishnah already told us that it has to be Banoshim v'lo binoshim rechoikim ksheirim. Why does the Mishnah have to say again ve'ena neheges ela beruyin lahoyed? Isn't that the klal of the three things that we said before? So here the Gemara explains, Rishonim bring over here, the Rav brings it a little bit, is one thing over here is what happens if you have psule edus, the psulim v'lo ksheirim, but they're only possum with the Rabbanon. Midday raisa, they should be koshel edus. We have in Sanhedrin, where there's a din that Mesachik Bekuvyum Afriche Yoinim are posel Eidus Midrabanim Loi Deraisa. What happens if they don't come to say Eidus? Since Befoil, the money will not be awarded based on their Eidus, they don't have a din of Shuas Eidus. despite the fact that they're midderaisa k'shem lohoid. That's what the Mishnah is moisiv over here, beruin lohoid under Rabbanon. Another case that's over here that's interesting is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin in the second perek that says that a melech is never brought into Bezdin to stand in front of the Dayanim and to say Eidus. So what happens if a melech is a nitva with a shvua, so Eidus, l'maisa, he won't bring a korban, because even though he doesn't fit into any of the above-mentioned categories, l'maisa is not roi lohoid. That's pshat over here in these words, ala beruin lohoid. Another point that should be made over here, in ru'uyin lohoid, is that anoshim v'loy noshim is not so simple. The way we said it when we read the Mishnah is, if the tviya over here is to say Eidus, so then it has to be by definition banoshim v'loy benoshim. What it would be in a case where both parties signed an agreement that either one of, that both of them are mevater on their schus to only be incriminated and the dinter can only be passing up yedim sheir. We learned in Mishnah and Sanhedrin that two parties could agree that they're mekabel on themselves any aid which is not kosher, which, by the way, in today's business world, how often if you have a business dispute between two partners or an investor with a business owner, we have two Eidim Ksherim. What happens if the people that they brought in were Goyim? Or what happens if there's an email chain that was seen? Or what happens if it's the person's wife or a woman that works in the company? Most often, people that come in today's world to a Bezdin, the Bezdin will make them sign a Shtab Beiris, an agreement that allows the Bezdin to decide to be Mekabel Eidus, even from people that are not Ksherim Leidus. So if both parties sign on, and then there's somebody who they think could be brought in L'Toyv Asoy, and he's Tevei him, and he doesn't want to come in, L'Chayr Shmishvuz Eid is there as well. Because in this Din Torah, he's the Lo Yagad in Asa Avoyneh. So on that, the Mishnah says, no, he has to be Ru'uyin L'Hoyed, even though he can say Eidus. The same thing is true, not only with his agreement, but there are certain Eidus in that a woman can't say Eidus. Now, Eidus of Eidecha Nem Bisurim is not considered Eidus. So if I have a factory, and the only one who could tell us that the food inside is kosher is the person who was the supervisor there, or the mashgiach, and I want him to say Eidus. That Eidus is not a full Eidus, doesn't need Bezdin, doesn't have the klolim of Kabbalah's Eidus. So that Eidus is not what we're talking about. But what about a woman who we had in Yevamos, in Perko Yishe Rabbo, where a woman could say Eidus, that somebody died, thereby freeing the person's wife from a status of an aguna. We believe Eidus Isha on Misas Baal to be Mater Nisha Lashok. Now, does that go into Shavuos Eidus? We said Shavuos Eidus has to do with Dinim of Etzos Moment because it has to do with the Tviya of a Baal Dover. Here as well, there's also a tvius moment. Why? Because in every context of a discussion, if a husband died, there's a chiv ksuba. The chayvas ksuba will be considered in layagad denos avoyne, and still a woman who was nitva to come in and say shvuas, to say edus, and there was a shvua there, and she refused to say edus, will not bring a common shvuas edus. Why? Anoshim v'loy benoshim. Only a roy lahoid. Oh, that a woman could say that Eidus is a Chiddush. Either it's Deraisa, Derabonon, Pasha said in Derabonon, the Arishem that holds Deraisa, and Vafilo Hochi, the Klal is that it has to be Roy Lohoyed. The discussion that we just had now about Melech and Psule Eidus, where there's an agreement between the parties, and the Isha, Be Eidus Isha, the Almisas Bailo, is a subject of discussion. It starts from a Gemara. Rav Kivega has an Arichus, and if you want to see an extensive discussion on this topic, it's in the beginning of Shmaitza Zayin. Mishnah Beis, V'chayoven al Zdoin HaShvua, his Chayiv, the Eidim that were Mushboim, and they refused to say Eidus, both if they're Mizidim on violating that Shvua, and they don't have Eidus, it's not like the other cases, like we spoke at before, V'al Shigegoso im Zdoin HaEidus, also if they're shogigim on the shvua, they don't know about the level of guilt that a person has for violating the shvua se'edus. But lamaisa, they do remember that they have edus. That means they know that they have edus to say. They think it's not a big deal. You don't want to say this, you don't say this. They don't know that it carries with it a penalty, a shvua se'edus, and it's a davar chomer. So that's also a gevissa darga of shogeg. And on that, both those cases, a zodin and a shkoga, are chayiv, shvus, ha'edus is chayiv a korban. Ve'enon chayov al shigigosa, if this mamish a shogeg, which means that they taka, they heard the shvua, and at that point they didn't remember that they had edus. That's totally considered not their fault. And that type of case, over there they will not be chayiv a shvua se'edus. What are they chayiv on these cases? Normally, we always have that a shogeg and a mezid always have different einshim. A shogeg does a chiv korban, and a mezid there'll be a lav. There won't be a lav. There's no korbanos. But over here, and that's why the Mishnah knock out chayiv and al zdoin hashvur. But it means as well as the shogeg korban over yerid. That's the chiv.